Well, good afternoon. You are listening to Brad's Vinyl. Brad's Vinyl, my eclectic collection of vinyl LPs from the 70s and 80s, ranging from classic rock, acid rock, acoustic electric, punk rock, new age, new wave, and more. Yeah. I am Brad to the Bone. And today we've got some acoustic and electric rock from the classic rock band and the Hot Hot Sisters, and a Nancy Wilson of Heart. That's right, Heart's third studio LP, the American rock band, right out of Seattle, Washington. And this is their LP called Little Queen, Little Queen. This is their first album after the little legal dispute they had in a contract regarding a release of a second LP with Mushroom Records, which I also have, and I believe you've enjoyed that on an earlier Brad's Vinyl. Yes, look up Brad's Vinyl Magazine by Heart. I have that one as well. In fact, I have about four Heart LPs. Who could resist? What normal male can resist falling in love with Ann or Nancy Wilson? Ooh, yeah, baby. So, Heart, this one is out of 1977. And their hit single, Barracuda, is featured as well. So many of you have probably heard Barracuda on the radio many, many times. Ann Wilson providing the screaming lead vocals for Heart, as well as playing flute. Nancy Wilson on acoustic and electric guitars. Roger Fisher, lead guitar. Howard Leese, also on guitar and Moog and piano. Bass guitar, Steve Fawson. I wonder if he's got that bass guitar that has that bouncy sound. There's this really unique bouncing sound that I don't know how they tune to that guitar, but it's one of a kind. You don't hear that sound. I don't think I've heard that sound with any other band. It's so distinctive with Heart. Michael DeRozier on drums as well. So. And, oh gosh, what else? This LP actually made position number 2 on the RPM 100 albums chart in Canada. On the Billboard 200 USA, made number 9. Ain't bad. That ain't bad at all. So, Heart, an American band, that's right. Successful in Canada initially. Since 1973, I believe. And Nancy Wilson, rising to fame later in the mid-70s. And selling over 35 million records worldwide. That's right. And there were Stephen Fawson, their bassist, actually formed a band in 1967 called The Army, along with Roger Fisher on guitar, Don Wilhelm also on guitar and lead vocals. And they played several years around Washington area, northeast of Seattle in Bothell. And frequently played for the high schools as well in that area. Later they decided to kind of change their name. They called themselves White Heart. And Ann Wilson joined them actually way back in either 70 or 72. And then renamed the band Hocus Pocus. That's interesting. So then came Nancy and so on and so forth. And back in 1977, heading into success with Dreamboat Annie, which I also have and have featured on Brad's Vinyl. But today it's all about their third LP, Little Queen, which turned out to be their second million-seller LP. And they actually made the cover of Rolling Stone in 1977 And Hart also performed at the first Texas Jam on July 4th in Dallas, Texas, my hometown. How about that? At the Cotton Bowl with over 100,000 people. By the way, Aerosmith was also there. Van Halen, Ted Nugent, Journey, Frank Marino, the Atlanta Rhythm Session, and more. So let's head on into side A of Hart's third LP right here on Brad's Vinyl, Little Queen.
We'll be right back. lonely sunbeam thrilled me to my weary heart. It was the prettiest thing I'd ever seen. I knew I had to keep my love alive. Keep my love alive. Oh, baby, I want you to roll me, hold me in your love. No more habits, promises, and jive. Ever since I was a baby girl, wanted one thing most in this world. It was to keep my love alive. Yeah, I gotta keep my love alive. Keep my love, keep it alive. Well, oh, I know I gotta keep my love. We'll be right back. grieving man. In his mind there is a vision of wandering through the forest towns, telling of riches only given if through the woods the way is found.
Release the aim, free your goal.
A, kicking it out, and finishing up side A, right here on Brad's vinyl, of Heart's third LP, Little Queen. Hope you're enjoying the show today. I am Brad of the Bone, and we just listened to track number one, their hit single, Barracuda. Came out and made a lot of noise out there. Yeah, electric guitars and everything. Followed by Love Alive, Keep Your Love Alive. A nice acoustic piece there. It got a lot of airplay as well. So, and some cool cricket transitions in the background as it transitions into the nice mellow instrumental piece, Sylvan Song, written by Nancy Wilson, primarily. Nancy Wilson on acoustic there. And then Sylvan Song kind of fades into the intro into Dream of the Archer, and finishing up with Kick It Out, short, fast tempo song. That's right. And it charted a little bit out there. I think U.S. Billboard 79 or something out of 100. Not bad. So Heart, outstanding American band out of the Pacific Northwest, and interesting relationships between the band members there, and Wilson and Mike Fisher coupling up there. And Mike's brother, Roger Fisher, and Ann's sister, Nancy, also coupling up. So brother-sister relationships there. Nothing incestual, just, interesting. That's like the core of the band there. That was like the core of the band. So some really good stuff coming out of Heart back in the 1970s. I'm Brad to the Bone. I hope you're enjoying Brad's vinyl today. We are going to move right on into the B-side of Heart's third LP, Little Queen, right here on Brad's vinyl.
Now you're hot on the press of the day, little queen, making your passion play, little queen. Nobody knows your melancholy mind, little queen. Away from the sellers, the paper said, now you're hot on the crest of the day, little queen, making your passion play, little queen. Nobody knows your melancholy mind, little queen, yeah, little queen. Thank you. little queen. No.
Tree.
hands inside the door. You can't find the easy rhymes of times you had before. And it hurts my heart so bad seeing you sigh and shake. Broken down so low, so sad, I can't let you break. Cry to me, cry to me. You better not hide. Let it come, let it bleed. I ain't laughing. Reach in and get it and set it free. Is empty and the wine is bitter on your tongue, and people don't seem wild and fine like when you were young. Now you're restless over a stormy ocean, lost in the rain and the wind, but we can clear these clouds away and find the sun again. If you cry to me, come on, cry to me. You better not hide. Let it come, let it bleed. I ain't laughing. Oh, no, reach in and get it and set it free. Cry, 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 cry.
Oh, yeah. How can an instrumental evoke such a sensual response? From me, at least. I don't know. I love that. That was Go On Cry with that unique bass sound of Heart. That's right. And cool transition from the previous track, Cry to Me. So I'm Brad of the Bone. We're finishing up side B right here of Heart's third LP, Little Queen. And we started out with the title track, Little Queen, followed by Treat Me Well. Moving into Say Hello, and then Cry to Me, a Ann and Nancy Wilson track, and then transitioning into Go On Cry, the final track of this LP. So that's it. That's about all I've got to say. Produced by Mike Flicker on Portrait LPs, 1977. I am Brad to the Bone, and I hope you really enjoyed today. I certainly did enjoy Heart. I've got more Heart LPs, too. Listen to another one of my Brad's Vinyls, and you'll find them out there in cyberland. Thanks for listening again to another Brad's Vinyl. We'll see you next time.